My husband stared at our newborn and said, "We need a DNA test. He's too handsome to be mine." The room went silent. But when the results came back, the doctor's smile disappeared. He looked at me, then at my husband, and said, "Call security. Now." I'd been in labor for 14 hours, exhausted, barely able to keep my eyes open. Then Daniel said it. "We need a DNA test, right now." The delivery room froze. "You're joking, right?" I whispered, his arms crossed, eyes cold. "He's too handsome to be mine." He said it with a smirk, like it was funny, but I knew him. I heard the accusation underneath. My mother-in-law gasped. The nurses stopped moving. "Daniel, please, I want a DNA test, now." The doctor looked uncomfortable. "Mr. Carter, that's highly unusual." "I don't care, do it." Something inside me snapped. After 14 hours of labor, after carrying his child for 9 months, after 3 years of marriage where I'd supported him through everything, he was accusing me of cheating, in front of everyone. "Fine," I said coldly. "Do the test." The nurses swabbed our baby's cheek, swabbed Daniel's, sent it to the lab for emergency processing. 2 hours later, Dr. Hughes came back. Everyone expected him to smile, expected Daniel to apologize. Instead, the doctor's face went white. He looked at me, then at Daniel, then pressed a red button on the wall. "Security. We need security now." My heart raced, not from fear, from anticipation, because I knew something Daniel didn't, something I'd discovered 3 months ago when I'd gone through his lockbox looking for our insurance papers. Daniel stood up. "Is the baby not mine? Tell me." The doctor shook his head. "Mr. Carter, you need to stay exactly where you are." Two security officers rushed in. Daniel's face went pale. "What's happening?" Dr. Hughes turned to address the room. The DNA test flagged Mr. Carter in the National Criminal Database. Multiple open investigations. My mother-in-law gasped. Daniel's eyes went wide. "That's impossible. There's a mistake." But I spoke up calmly. "There's no mistake, Daniel." Everyone turned to me. "What are you talking about?" he stammered. "3 months ago, I found your birth certificate. Your real one. Daniel Harrison, not Daniel Carter." His face drained of color. "I hired a private investigator. Found out your father was wanted for violent crimes across 3 states. That you changed your name to hide from his legacy." Security Officer Ramirez stepped forward. "Ma'am, how long have you known?" 12 weeks, I said. "Long enough to decide what to do about it." Daniel stared at me in horror. "Emily, you knew?" "I knew you built our entire marriage on a lie. That you never told me who you really were. That when I asked about your family, you made up stories. I was protecting you." "You were protecting yourself." I turned to the officers. "I contacted the authorities 2 weeks ago. Told them about Daniel's real identity. They asked me to wait until the DNA test to confirm the match." Daniel's jaw dropped. You planned this? You planned to humiliate me in front of everyone by demanding a paternity test. I just made sure the results would be interesting. The room